good news, everyone!
Time for fun!
It's time for another episode of Blessing of Frost, a World of Warcraft podcast hosted by Magic and Kern.
Hey there, my name is Kern, and welcome to episode 33 of Blessing of Frost. With me, well, I guess he doesn't really need any kind of real introduction, so, I mean, Magic is here.
I see you already started on introduction. Are you sure you don't want to finish it since we've already gotten that far?
I'm pretty sure. You're not really worthy of the introduction.
That's not very nice. I may cry myself to sleep a little.
I hope you do.
That's nice. Tear.
Tear. Oh, Lord.
That's right.
It's going to be one of those podcasts.
I hope so, because those are the best kind.
Oh, goody.
Before I get to crying myself to sleep, however, I guess we'll talk a little bit about our weeks. Did you have anything happen this week, or did you have a bland week again?
It wasn't exactly the most exciting of weeks. However, I did get my four-piece bonus.
Ooh, that's shiny.
It is pretty shiny. Sweet. And except for the fact that the four-piece bonus sucks. Now, if you were listening 2 weeks ago, in episode 31 of Blessing of Frost, we talked about some hot fixes for Pallies and how they had increased the range of our four-piece tier bonus. Our four-piece tier bonus is basically taking 10% of the value of your Flash of Light Heal, your Holy Light Heal, or your Divine Light Heal, and splashing it to some random injured target, right?
Yes. Well, right. We also were discussing how you didn't think it was very good, but I thought it would be good if it's intelligent.
Right, and I said, what are the chances of that? Because, hey, it's Blizzard, and hey, it's Pallies. Thus, it's not going to be very smart.
Well, you never know.
Well, no. Now we know.
Oh, that's dumb. It's a dumb heal.
It is such a dumb heal. It is dumb as a box of hammers.
Not a box of rocks? I mean, I think the hammers are probably a little higher on the intelligence scale than rocks. So, I mean, it's
hair,
semi-smart.
It could be anything inanimate that you want.
Yeah.
Yes, that's how bad it is. The good thing is that my helm is a good helm, and it's actually got great stats for me. But the bad news is that the four-piece set bonus kind of blows. So we were working on various bosses this week, and we had a heroic Ryolith attempt. And here's the breakdown of who it healed. Are you ready?
I am prepped and ready to go. Let's hear the list.
Two Fell Hunters, one Bloodworm, two Hunter Pets, a Shadow Fiend, a Risen Ghoul, a Treant, and 12 Raiders, including myself.
Now, not bad.
Right, except, you know, the values. This was my concern. I got the lion's share of the healing with almost 27,000 healing done to me over the course of a nearly 6-minute fight. Next on the list was the two Fell Hunters and a Bloodworm, which got more healing than eight of the players.
Well, so is it a Bloodworm or is it Bloodworms in general?
No, it's just a singular Bloodworm.
How do you know it's a singular Bloodworm?
I'm pretty sure, actually. I looked at the log.
I find that hard to believe. It seems much more likely that it's like they're constantly spawning bloodworms over the fight and then healing bloodworm and the bloodworms.
So,
I can't imagine like
but
that
only
one
bloodworm
guy
at a
chugging
time.
Along.
What? One bloodworm at a time, though.
Well, yeah, but it's still probably in the area. I can't imagine one bloodworm like living the entire fight. I'm pretty sure they're on a time delay.
So bloodworms collectively then got more healing than eight of our raiders of the 12 raiders that were healed, and I'm the one who benefited from it most. So I'm like, this is the most ridiculous thing ever. I do not need more self-healing. I have Protector of the Innocent, tier one talent, which is the suck, and Enlightened Judgments, and you know, in addition to all that, like, I can always cast on myself. I don't need extra heals like that, thank you very kindly. Especially not for, you know, 2,000 here, 3,000 there, maybe if I crit 6,000 there. And then we moved on. Well, I looked at our Heroic Shanox log, and that fight lasts longer than our best Heroic Ryolith. And it only did 27,000 healing total. Total. Over, like,
total
6 plus minutes. 27,000 healing from my 4-piece bonus.
That's in the thousands.
It's in the do you know how much healing I did total on that fight?
I don't.
Let's go take a quick look here, shall we?
I guess we could do that.
We could do that. We will do that.
Da 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 da. No, alright.
No, you could totally amuse us like that. That would be great.
I don't know if I can keep going on with the Price is Right music.
I did 1.8 million healing, and that healed for 27,000 of the 1.8 million healing.
Huh.
In total, it was 1.5% of my total healing done. Yeah, so it was pretty much craptastic.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Come on, it's hard to defend that.
True. It's yeah. Not phenomenal, but it's not a negative.
It's terrible. Of course it's a negative.
Well, it's a negative compared to other ones.
It's a positive, literally a positive to plus healing. I mean, I did do extra healing that I didn't need to actively try to do. But that's part of what's wrong with healing today, I find. There's a lot of the, you know, sort of set it and forget it heals going on. Like, our Holy Radiance is set it and forget it. You have the same sort of thing with Tranquility and Wild Growth and Circle of Healing and Chain Heal. Yeah, I mean, like, you're healing a bunch of people without even thinking about healing a bunch of people. Hmm. Where's the intelligent thought and decision-making process?
I'm sorry, what game were we playing?
Well, exactly, and that's what's wrong with the game right now. There's so many things wrong with the game. Anyway, I'm in it for quite some time yet, but I'm not happy with what's going on right now.
No.
So that was part of my week. I wanted to take a moment here, actually, to talk a little bit about choice.
Oh, really?
It's been a while, I know.
ChoiceGuild.com?
Exactly.
That's the first time we've said that in a little while, actually.
In quite some time. I did want to say that they've had some attendance woes of late, and it's not just, you know, end of summer, people are on vacation and stuff. I mean, it's like people have, like, either Ninja Quit, like, the game, or, you know, have moved and don't have access to internet, believe it or not. Like, it's stuff that's just sort of piling up and accumulating. So they are looking for, in particular, healers. Another Holy Paladin would be great, because currently I'm the only one. And a Holy Priest would also be great. They're also looking for a Moonkin Druid, any kind of mage, and an Elemental Shaman. So if you are any of those classes, and you can raid on, what is it, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Mondays from 9 p.m. Eastern until midnight Eastern, go check out ChoiceGuild.com and yeah, toss in an app, because honestly, they're kind of hurting for healers, especially. And I feel bad, because, hey, I rolled a whole other tune to go heal over there, but I'm still only able to be there, like, two out of their three nights a week, because their Thursdays conflict with Apotheosis. But they're good people, and they could really, you know, use a couple extra healers. So definitely check out ChoiceGuild.com. They are 7 of 7. They have down Shanox on 10-man heroic, but want to repeat that with 25 people if, you know, they had the healers to do so. So check them out.
Yes. Advertising for choice. Getting back to our roots there.
Exactly. What's funny is that I'm sure that the people in choice don't know, but, like, I get mocked constantly in Apotheosis for plugging choice so much here on the podcast. But you know what, guys? I do it because it's a worthy cause. So ChoiceGuild.com, go check them out today.
Yes.
So how was your week?
my week wasn't bad. Not a ton of excitement, I guess, in the WoW department. Although there was some good stuff. I successfully finished off my 4-piece yesterday upon completion of Rag. Thank you. And I got the Gloves of Incineration off of him as well. And I'm 75 cinders away from the next stage.
75 out of the 1,000?
Yeah,
you're only missing 75. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's cool.
I wonder where you would be at right now if you had been
good
there that night when Mabrium got 306.
Okay. Are we done?
Yes.
That. Thank you.
I guess.
All right, wonderful.
Maybe. But it's always fun to sort of tweak you about that.
Excellent. Well, mission accomplished. We can move on with our lives now. Yeah. The one disappointing thing about the senders is the heroic mode, like, numbers. It doesn't really double it, so it doesn't change the math all that well when you're doing heroic mode senders versus normal senders. I thought previously it was actually going to be only 40 per normal boss, but now it ends up being 50 just over or just under, with the heroic being, what was it, 60, I think?
60-ish, yeah.
Yeah, that's lame. So you only make up an extra 50 if you do, what, six heroic or five heroic bosses. Is the only
what do you
time
mean
where
five heroic bosses?
Well, it only changes the math, because if you have,
oh,
because
like, yeah,
you'd need the extra 50, and you only get 10 extra every time you kill a heroic boss. So you need five heroic bosses to change the math up another 50.
Well,
so it's not that helpful. But
that's
yeah,
pretty rough.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. And
legendary,
especially because you're killing the same bosses over and over and over again for the exact same quest.
Legendary staff is legendary.
Yes, it is. What else did I do? I did some 3v3s on, I think it was Friday, and had some fun with there. And I had a lot of disconnect issues, which was really frustrating, where like just start getting into combat and then just got kicked off the game.
Oh.
And I have no idea what the problem was. I didn't have that problem at all during the raid or anything like that. But it made for a relatively frustrating threes evening, although we ended like 20 or 30 points higher, I think, up around 17-something. I don't remember. But still, not the best ever. But that's okay. And I got my 1750 achievement on Friday.
Oh, so this is
company.
All on the Holy Pally?
Yes, this is on the Paladin, which is a lot of fun. I'm still trying to work the kinks out and adequately use cooldowns when and where. I don't know. It's sometimes it's a disaster knowing when you have to bubble early or not bubble early, and like which CCs you need to make sure you're bubbling out of, because it'll prevent the next few. Like against mages, I've been learning to trinket out of the first sheep and then sacrifice the kill target, and then your sheep protected for like 12 seconds. Or, you know,
oh,
the duration of the blessing. Because every time they hit him, it'll pop you out of sheep.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so it's kind of awesome. So, you know, stuff like that, little things.
Well, as long as you're enjoying yourself while healing under duress.
That is the only kind that I enjoy.
No, not at all.
Oh,
God.
Yes, so much fun. So, that's exciting. And I'm happy. I think I've done an arena season as every healer, I think now.
Priest,
Druid,
yes,
Shaman.
Druid, Shaman, yeah.
Yeah, Paladin. So this is the last. This is the last healer that I'm doing a season on. Not that I won't continue to do it, but no matter what, like the best healer is, I have one at level 80 or above.
That's horrifying.
Yeah, I have actually healed a lot now that I think about it.
It's so funny.
Yeah, that's weird. I never really considered it till just now that I think I have more, like, I guess a lot of classes are hybrids, but I, like, haven't DPS'd on the Druid. Or maybe I did, like, tanked on the way up, but not really. It was only to start healing. Same thing on the Priest, like, never, ever Shadow. And the Paladin was tanking on the way up, but mostly, like, I tried to heal, but Qs were just faster to tank, so I did that. And the Shaman, I inherited at like
70.
Was, yeah, 70. So I just went straight into it.
So yeah, crazy.
Yeah, a lot of healers.
That's
weird.
Like as many healers as I have.
Yeah, you have all max level healers as well, don't you?
Well, my
or
priest is still 80. Yeah, but my chamois 85, my druid's 85, and my two pallies, god, are 85.
And priest?
80.
Yeah, that's what you said first.
Rockin' three pieces of, I think it's the prophecy gear.
Wow, that's hardcore.
That's tier one, or whatever tier one is, and a benediction.
So, not doing anything.
No, she exists solely to disenchant stuff that I get.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Totally worth it.
It's fun.
I bet. Benediction's a sweet, sweet weapon.
It really is.
If I, like, played on my priest, that's what I would transmogrify.
Oh, for sure.
Into, because that was one of my favorite models in the game yet.
I love seeing those freaking yellow sticks all over the place, like back in vanilla. It's like, wow, that's a really good healer. Wow, that's a really good... Wow, there's so many great healers. It's true, though.
Because that a good weapon.
That is a hell of a quest, because I failed it the first two times I did it on my priest at 80.
Surprise.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks. No,
at 80?
At 80. I failed it twice.
Wow.
Well, I went in blind. I had no idea what to do. And then after the second time, I'm like, okay. Enough's enough. What the hell do I need to do here?
So you looked it up?
I looked it up. So the big thing was to bubble and then renew and I think probably cure disease on these on these
mobs.
Citizens. Yeah. And I mean they're not on grid or anything. So you actually had to like keybind it to stuff. Like one, I made be power word shield, and two, I made be renew, and three,
what,
I made what, be cure disease.
What is your healer? What's your heals now? That's like my binds right now. Bubble is yeah. 2, renew is 3, 4 is flash, 5 was greater.
I don't hit buttons to heal people. I click people with different combinations to heal them.
God,
what are you talking about? Are you actually in the arenas? Clicking on your target and then
absolutely.
Healing them? You are wasting so much time.
Nope. Love
yes, you
it.
Are wasting so much
absolutely
time.
Absolutely not.
You are wasting a good half second on every single heal.
I still hate you. And I still won't heal with grid and click. I don't like
Oh my god.
Still use grid. But I do not like click.
It's so easy. Left click, you can make it be anything. You can make right click be anything. And you can then bind those.
So how are you running and turning and casting at the same time? Are you turning with your keys?
I turn with my keys and my mouse.
Oh, cute.
And my mouse.
That's nice.
No. Because I do
so
a lot
how
of
are
strafing.
You right, how are you clicking your mouse button to turn?
Okay. Here's
a
hot tip.
Trying to click on...
Paladins cannot cast while moving, for the most part.
I do nothing but cast while I'm moving.
That's because you're always casting instants.
Yeah, exactly. So how the hell...
Okay, so my holy shock is my thumb button. Okay. So
that
I
is,
orient
that
myself
is dispel.
First. For you. So I orient myself in the direction I want to go first, and then I strafe. Or I run forward.
Yeah, but then how do you turn when you're strafing?
I don't generally need to do that in PvE content.
You suck. I cannot imagine not being able to, like, use my mouse to look around and trying to, like, click on things in addition to holding right-click to look around.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, you have to... I mean, if you look at some of the videos that I've done, you do see me, like, look, actually keyboard turning to look to see if a lava wave is going to hit me while I'm healing and thus actually standing still. But, that's not how I actually move. In order to get a better idea of my environment, I'll do that. But in order to actually move, I use a combination of right-clicking with my mouse to, you know, orient myself, and I strafe, and I run forward. And, yeah, it works very well.
No thanks. I like the full control.
I'm someone who rarely gets beaten by tornadoes on a loose resort, so maybe you could take a lesson from me there.
Really? I mean, I get hit by that many tornadoes as well.
I think you must get hit by tornadoes.
Oh, you actually have no idea, so I don't know why you go about saying things like that when you have no idea about it.
I'm pretty sure that you get hit by tornadoes.
I'm not saying I don't. I'm also saying that I have no issues running and casting and doing all the things I need to do on the move, and I get to keep my heads up by, being able to move my mouse to look around and to actually turn. Because I can't imagine turning with a keyboard.
Have you ever lost somebody by, like, literally a half second?
Yeah, but regardless of whether or not you're using click, that's going to happen.
But it minimizes it.
Not if it was a half second before when you clicked anyway.
What?
I'm saying that you anticipate the damage better, or, you have to do that more quickly. And then figure it out from there. Like, the thing is that there's always a focus target for the most part. So it's not like I don't know who's about to get hit by damage. It's always the same person. Like, if they get hit for a large chunk of damage, they're going to continue to get hit by a large chunk of damage.
Yes.
So, I don't have that. Like, there's not really AoE damage that's going out all that often, unless there's, like, split target DPS. But...
All right.
Fair. I'm referring mostly to arenas. I do BGs, but when I do BGs, I like heal around, but I mostly keep to one or two targets that I'm doing, you know, who I queue with. So.
I see.
Yeah.
And this is maybe why I never really enjoyed healing under duress.
I love being able to run and heal. And I've even been able to continue to do that. And that may be why I'm not quite as proficient at it on the Paladin yet, is because it's so much different than the Druid and the Priest, where I like have mitigation through the shield and renew, where you can just like toss both of those up. And you can sort of the problem is you can't like totally forget about it, quote unquote, but you know, there's no active healing when you know with that, and then you can do other things. I don't know. It's really, really different. And it's always a lot of fun, but it's taking a little bit longer to get, you know, acclimated to than I was hoping.
Gotcha. Well, I do wish you all the best with that, but I could never heal the way that you do. Like, not again. I've seen the light. I saw the light back in Gruul.
Ugh. No thanks. Guess we'll move on into a hot fix. We have some interesting fixes going on in here of a hot variety.
Yes, unlike the lukewarm fixes from a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, those were lame. These are more interesting, though, not as awesome.
True.
Yeah, these are way lamer, actually. What? Well, there's a paladin-related one, so I'll let you kick it off with that.
Get this. Pallies are being buffed.
Really?
It's only red pallies.
Yeah.
The damage dealt by Censure from Seal of Truth has been increased by 40%.
Huh.
Which That's is, fun. It sounds substantial. I'm trying to remember exactly what Censure is. Is that the dot?
Yeah, it's the dot off of Truth. Yeah.
Yeah, so grats to Red Pallies. Could Holy see some love? No, actually, you know what? I'm really glad to not see Holy Pallies listed here because it means that they haven't nerfed us. So
don't Prot use Truth as well?
Yeah, but I mean, it's not really a buff for them so much because, you know, they don't need threat anymore because threat is a joke now. So yeah, you know what? Maybe that's extra helpful on a Lister's War. That actually makes sense, yeah.
All right. What else do we have? I can look forward to that. Some Fireland stuff here. Oh, this is sad and relevant.
Oh yeah, this is what makes you a sad panda.
The number of smoldering essences that can be collected, aka the next part of the quest chain, from a single boss and 25-person Firelands on heroic difficulty has been reduced, and the number of essences that can be collected from a single boss and 10-man has been increased.
On normal.
On normal. Lame.
Yep.
What was on the 10-man on normal previously?
Oh, it was pathetic. It was so like bad. They've like increased it by like 33%, but decreased the 25-man heroic by 33% or something like that.
Ew, why would they... I feel like those two changes are totally like separate from each other.
Well, it's because for, you know, a 25-man heroic raiding guild, I mean, they were able to churn these puppies out. But a 10-man normal guild was like basically never going to be able to fix it or finish it. So they fixed that up a bit.
That's too bad.
It's good that, you know, a legendary is a little rarer and thus a little, you know, more legendary. And it's good that, you know, 10-man raiders can still access it without, you know, needing to resort to heroic difficulty if that's the case. But, I don't know. It's kind of sad for us because it directly affects you.
And everyone else too in the process.
Well, yes, but I have to say that I did kind of giggle because I'm like, hey, check out the timing on that. That's hilarious. You know what?
Thank you.
Maybe Ghostcrawler is listening to the podcast and he's like, hey, Magic's nearly done with his cinders. Let's screw him over.
I guess that's true. That is a possibility.
That would be awesome. Hey, Ghostcrawler, if you're listening, well done, sir.
Really? Is that really a positive for you? You're happy about that?
Hell yeah, that's hilarious.
What is wrong with you?
It's great. What are you talking about?
God. Okay. Beth-Talak change. Beth-Talak got nerfed. Well, Beth-Talak, the boss itself, didn't get nerfed. But the drones and spiders, aren't they all spiders? That's terrible wording.
That is terrible wording. They need
so
a new writer for these.
Did the drones get nerfed by 20% because they're both drones and spiders?
Probably not.
They had their hit points and damage reduced by 10%. I guess the generalization of spiders.
I know, it's
okay.
Like everything there is a spider.
Yeah, I'm confused. So by this count, then Bethelak had it reduced by 10% as well, because I'm pretty sure that one's a spider.
She definitely is a spider. Let me ask you this, though, because you have to deal with ads more than I do on that fight. You have the drone, you have the spiderlings, and then what do you have?
Spinners.
So I guess that they just want to say,
I don't know.
Maybe they meant just the spiderlings and not
the
spinners.
No, but see, spiderlings are spiderlings.
Yeah, but maybe their spell check was like, there is no such word as spiderlings. Do you mean to say spiders?
Really? I mean,
I don't
this
know.
Is what they're going to get caught up on? Is
I
this,
don't
like,
know.
Copy and pasted from the...
This is copy and pasted from from the Blue Post.
Huh. Well, that's lame. I don't know. Whatever. What's up next? Yeah, you can talk about the last one.
Heroic Rag was nerfed. His overall health has been reduced by 15%, which is a good thing because it was astronomically high, and he gets buffed up to 50% health, I believe, when he gets down to 10%. So that's a stupid amount of health.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that was a lot of health. So his overall health has been decreased by 15%, which should make, you know, the final heroic phase that much easier, and the melee damage of molten elementals. I don't even know what those are. are those are the little dudes that hatch from the seeds, right? I think so.
Yes.
I guess on heroic difficulty they hit like a mofo.
That's unfortunate.
Because their melee damage was reduced by about 25% on heroic difficulty. So okay, good to know. I'm planning now. Ahead.
That's pretty funny.
Oh boy. So those are the major hotfixes. We will, of course, link to the hotfix blog in our show notes at blessingoffrost.com.
Yes.
And with that, we'll move over into / raid. Madge, did we have a good week this week?
We had a pretty good week this week.
I would say so as well.
Yeah,
that would be my definite impression of the week.
It almost ended on a less than fantastic note, and then it ended pretty well.
Yes, it did. I'll let you get to that when we get there. What we did this week is the first thing we did is we went into Firelands, switched it to heroic, and downed heroic Shanox on the 12th pull. Pretty good.
That's good enough. I'll take it down on the first night.
Yeah, especially considering, didn't we, like, ninja pull at least once on that? Like, I feel...
I don't remember.
I feel like we ninja pulled at one point. But yeah, so that went really well, and then that sort of opened up the possibility of working on Heroic Rhyolith, which we did on Thursday night. And we literally wiped on him all 3 hours of the raid. And the first wipes were hilariously short. Like he was in his 90%,
like suns hitting the hammer or like seeds exploding short.
Kind of, yes.
Were they like that abrupt?
Some of them, yeah. I mean the deaths weren't quite as quick. But yeah, some of them were. The concussive stomp is just bad. just so bad.
I think my favorite death is it's seeds exploding in range at this point. It is so hilarious.
Seeds exploding at range
on Major Domo.
Oh,
like where all the seeds explode at the same time and everyone just like literally dies in the same half a second.
Oh yeah, no, that's hilarious.
That's wonderful.
That's great. Great white mechanic.
So funny.
But yeah, so we worked really hard. We persevered on Rhyolith. We swapped some people in and out and stuff, trying to get a decent comp, trying to make sure everyone saw the fight, and we got him to 24%. So that is literally 1% into phase 2, and then we were dead.
Yeah, I was not there that evening, sadly.
It was good. It was good fun. We initially had a lot of trouble keeping up the tank, the spark tank, because they take a lot of damage. So I didn't actually give the fragment tank a healer. I'm just like, his life rests in all of our hands. Toss him a heal if you can. I put my beacon on him, and then I spent a lot, like the entire night, healing the spark tank. And dear Lord, that thing hits hard. It gets like these increasing stacks of I don't even know what. And it increases the damage done by 10%, but also increases the damage taken by 10%. So, you know, it allows for a really fast burn when you get to high stacks. But you're also, you know, chaining cooldowns and praying a whole lot, and also swearing at your computer screen on occasion.
Yes.
Yes. But yeah, so Ryloth, 24%. So we just need to make sure that people live through that transition. That transition is ugly.
Savage.
Yeah, it sounds pretty like. Savage. So that was our Tuesday and our Thursday nights. Serious Business, our third recipient, planned recipient for the legendary, has all of his charged foci.
Oh my god. Really? So you gear up and you still pronounce it incorrectly.
That's correctly for me. Thank you very kindly.
Right. And thus meaning so, it's incorrect.
So we've got Magic, who's getting his cinders. We've got Mibrim, who's ready to start receiving cinders. We've got Sirius, who needs to kill Volcanus. Slout just finished his ember, so he's got to go do his whole focus thing. And we're now on to Tia getting embers. That's a lot of people working on this stupid staff.
Yes, it is.
Jeez. So yeah, that's where we were on Tuesday and Thursday. How about you tell us a little bit about Sunday? Because I wasn't actually in the raid.
Thankfully, we were blessed with not having you there. On
exactly.
Sunday. So we went in there and we demolished standard Ryloth. I mean, he was dead by 9:08 or 9:06 with our raid starting at 9. And actually, I think we were like pulling trash about 5 or 10 minutes early, something like that. And then we got a little caught up on Baylorok that was not going quite as smoothly as we had all hoped. And a couple of attempts on Domo before he went down. And then I think we had almost an hour and a half on Reg. I mean, you were back by that point, but you weren't in the raid.
You had, because you
I think we
got
called
Domo
break
down,
after Domo.
Called break, and then there was Rag. So there was like literally an hour and 20-some minutes. But I don't think the pulls on Rag actually started until like 11 because of all the swap outs. And because of break, there was a DC.
Yeah, of one of our pushbacks because he lost power.
Yeah, that was just poor.
Yeah, it's
poor
pretty
Hitoku.
Sad. Yeah, so we wiped on him until 11:55, and then again on an infamous last attempt, he went down and we cleared Firelance.
I gotta say that it probably shouldn't have taken until the infamous last attempt, but I am so pleased that the infamous last attempt once again came
remains
through for
infamous.
Us. Yes. That's just awesome. I'm so glad that works for us.
Yeah, so
every
at
so
least
often.
It's done. And it's cleared, and it's good.
Yeah, it's always good to get another clear. Like, we're not ready to just, like, farm, you know, Shanox, and then work exclusively, I think, on other heroic bosses quite yet. I'm not sure when, if ever, we'll do that. I'm sure we'll do it at some point, but, you know, killing Rag is still a novelty for us. We still had people who hadn't actually killed Rag who were in the raid last night, so grats to them, especially Kit. Kit, poor Kit. She's our newest healer and our newest Resto Shaman, and she, poor Kit, I've had her sit through Rag twice, 2 weeks running, and I'm like, I promise I'll get you in on that next week, and so I did. So I felt really bad sitting her, but like just comp wise, it was just gonna be rough. So we brought her in last night though, and so she got her kill. So, grats.
Yes, congrats.
Let's see here. We are still looking for a tank, preferably a shield tank. We are looking for a protection pally or a protection warrior. Probably prefer the warrior, just in terms of token stuff, because Conqueror is kind of crowded, but Protector is not quite so crowded. But we would definitely look at a pally, because as Sarah said last week, we love Divine Guardian. Divine Guardian is freaking amazing and awesome, and I love to use that as a raid cooldown, so we would definitely take A Prop Pally. So please check us out. We are one of seven heroic Firelands, 25 man, of course. We are Alliance. We're on the Elder Thalos server, and we raid on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays from 8 p.m. until midnight Eastern time, which is server time. And we're a PvE server.
Yes. Which is awesome.
Yes. Not having to deal with, you know, gankers while doing dailies and stuff. And
annoyances.
Yeah. So definitely check us out at apotheosis-now.com. Yeah. I'll put the link over at blessingoffrost.com, because I'm sure that blessingoffrost.com is easier to spell than apotheosis-now.com.
Yes, that is likely.
Yes.
Whoosh, whoosh.
So one thing that you may or may not have sort of come to terms with about Magic and myself is that we are not always the best organized people in the entire universe.
No. What are you talking about?
It's shocking, right?
You
shocking
are wrong,
and appalling.
Wrong.
One of the problems with putting out a weekly or near weekly podcast is coming up with topics. And so this week we literally did not have a topic until about a minute ago.
Well, can I say what the topic was?
Yes.
The topic in under general chat says, who the f*** knows?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I can't. I won't leave that up, but that's awesome.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, like that. Like we have a doc that we work on together that we are supposed to work on together throughout the entire week. In fact, I created it today.
A couple hours ago.
And as general chat, it was like, well, who the f*** knows? So, yeah.
But that's okay, because we have happened into a wonderful topic.
We have stumbled upon a great topic. Thank you, Twitter. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Wowhead, because it's because, and obviously MMO Champion, it's because of you that we discovered this right in the middle of recording the podcast.
Which is good, because this would have been something really important to hear about and would have been upset that we actually didn't get to mention. And it's, like, important enough that, you know, we'll actually be able to talk a bit about it.
Yes. So here we go. Hot off the presses, at least
12 minutes
right
ago.
Now. This is a blue post. With the final showdown against Deathwing approaching, we've been keeping a close eye on players' progress through the current Firelands raid content. Before patch 4.3 is released, we want groups who are working on heroic difficulty content to be able to get as close to Ragnaros as possible. And we want players who are tackling normal progression to be able to experience as many of the encounters as they can. To achieve these goals, we'll be toning down the difficulty of both normal and heroic raids through hotfixes in the coming weeks. In general, we plan to reduce health and damage of all raid bosses in both normal and heroic Firelands by around the same percentage we brought difficulty down for the original Cataclysm raids when Rage of the Firelands, patch 4.2, was released. We're looking forward to seeing more groups of players face off against the Fire Lord in the weeks ahead. However, before we make these changes, we want to give everyone a final shot at the bosses at their current difficulty level. So, this is a heads up that we're planning to apply the difficulty hotfixes beginning the week of September 19th. Stay tuned to the patch 4.2 hotfixes blog for these and other live updates to the game as they happen.
So what was your first thought?
What the hell?
Yeah,
seriously?
That's...
What the f-
Do it. Say it.
What the f-
This is, you're hearing it here first. I'm sure there'll be a wonderful blog post to come in, you know, soon about
at
this.
At Kern's Corner, for sure.
Yeah.
This is a travesty. This is horrific. This is bull. I am so pissed off that we have worked diligently to get ourselves to where we're at, and we're only at one of seven heroics, and now we're going to end up probably getting, I hope, Rylith this week, so we'll be at two of seven, and then we're out of time before September 19th arrives, and because that's like next week.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, so now we get to Raffle Stomp our way through heroic content? Really?
Yep.
That is bull.
The thing that, so here's your heads up for next week. So it's like, you know, if you're planning on doing it at the current level, then you have a week to do it. It's like, oh, that's a lot of advance notice. Thank you.
I'm just so upset. Okay. To get the full context here, you have to go back to how I felt about them nerfing tier 11 content.
I was
I
gonna say,
wasn't
when we were in
in.
or
Yeah, no.
oh.
I wasn't in tier 11 content when they nerfed it, right? Like we as soon as Firelands came out, bam, we went to Firelands. So I wasn't progressing through tier 11 when they nerfed it, like nerfed it. But then I went in on my Hunter and I spent one night going 12 of 12 in a single evening. Like it took us like 2 hours. We nine manned half of it. It was just like atrocious to see how nerfed the content had been. You could stand there and you could eat Arcane Annihilator from Arcanotron. You could stand in whatever fire you really felt like standing in. You could, just burn through without worrying about mechanics. We only had one, count them, one phase of red and blue and green on Meloriac, before, it was suddenly, oh hey, he's at 25% health, it's phase two time. This, to me, was offensive because I had done all of those fights, maybe not quite ratcheted at the highest difficulty possible, because we got there and we benefited from some nerfs for sure, but going in there and just like stomping all over it with a group of alts and undergeared mains like myself, it was just like really it really
Depressing.
hurt. It hurt. It physically hurt me to like sit there and go 12 of 12 in tier 11 content and get Defender of a Shattered World on Kern because I did not feel like I deserved it remotely. And now they're gonna do the same thing to Firelands, which I expected, but
But
they're
not
doing
with
it
us in it.
while we're still there. Screw that!
Well, the problem is, I mean, it's just sort of the same thing they had done with Black Temple, wasn't it?
Yes, it is. However, the thing with Black Temple is that Black Temple was not at that point the most progressed PvE instance that you could go to. There was still Sunwell. And it was also with 1 month remaining before the whatchamacallit, the new expansion, Wrath of the Lich King. So they did that probably to encourage people to keep raiding. Even through the summer and or the fall or whatever, even when they felt like there was no point because everything was going to be replaced in a month anyway, it was I could understand them nerfing things and bosses in that content because they wanted people to get out, like get through what they were currently working on with just a month left. I can understand that. But this, we have a whole other 4.3 to go through. We have Deathwing to go through. 4.3 isn't even out on the PTRs. I don't understand how they can possibly justify nerfing the content so badly now. And on heroic mode too, they didn't touch tier 11 heroic modes. Tier 11 heroic modes still suck.
Well, relatively suck, I
Well,
guess.
yes.
Because your gear's going to outgear it, and that's going to make a bit of a difference. Maybe not a ton, but.
Right, but I mean, like, you're still not going to be able to, I don't know.
Ignore some stuff.
You're not going to be able to ignore ads on Heroic Magma. You're not going to be able to, what's another hurt? You're not going to be able to just stand in the black slime on, Heroic Meloriac. I'm really upset about this, and this is really like me without my filter because I just found out about this like 10 minutes ago. So I'm feeling trying to identify the source of the rage.
Well, I mean, it's the reasoning. I mean, I think the main issue here is that they're doing it to the normal and the heroics. Like, I feel like maybe I'm just saying this because we're just starting the heroics. And so, it makes sense to me where if they nerfed the normal content so people could get to heroics, then left the heroics the way they are, and then down the line, then nerf the heroics so that, you're sort of doing the same thing but in tiers. So that people that are currently working on heroics can continue to do so, and people that aren't on heroics can get there and then sort of, be on the same playing field. But this is kind of more of a taking a machete to the whole thing instead of a scalpel.
Exactly. It's so inelegant as a solution to just, nerf the crap out of things by, what is it, like 30% or something?
I don't know. I hope it's not 30%. That'd be really horrible.
It's something dumb like that. I mean, it's not 10% for sure. It might
especially,
not be 30, but...
Especially after the hotfix that we just talked about earlier with Heroic Rag. So it's going to be like 45% off what it currently is.
Oh my god. That's just sad. That's not even the same fight anymore.
Yeah, that's a lot of percent off.
That's just dumb. That's like, equivalent of regular mode Rag now.
Is it?
Something like that.
I don't know what the health actually is. I mean, we haven't done the math, obviously. But, I mean, not really, because the regular mode's going to get 30% knocked off as well.
Current regular mode, then. Let's take a look at the math. Why don't we?
I guess you could do that.
On Heroic, he has 290 million health.
Okay.
What's he got on normal?
I don't know. 290. Well, so your 290 million is current.
Yeah.
Without the 15%.
It's according to Wowhead. So
okay.
I don't actually know.
So let's assume that that's with, you said 250 million? Okay. So with the 15%, it goes to 246. Does that make sense? No, that makes no sense. It said 250 million. There's a lot of zeros involved. It's like a really big number.
I would help, but you don't want my help when it comes to math.
I believe that. Now, 212 million is 15% off. And then an additional 30 on top of that.
I'm sorry, did you say 212 million is 15% off of 290 million?
Was it 90? I thought it was 50.
No, 290.
Oh, then maybe my first one was correct. Yeah, so 246 after the 15%, and then the 30 off of that, we're saying?
Yeah.
172.
Okay, now I'm looking at our Rag kill to go take a quick look at this here. Where did we kill Ragnaros? Oh, versus Ragnaros.
I believe it was in the Firelands, and it may have been last night.
No, I'm trying. Oh, wait, hang on. I'm hitting play.
You're hitting play.
I'm watching our vid. Hang on.
Why the video? Just go to the logs.
The logs? He's got
over
two. Ragnaros' health pool.
Oh, like on your...
Yeah, so he's got over 200 million health.
Yep, so less than he currently has.
Yeah, and that...
Although he resets, though, you said. When he goes to 10, he goes back to 50.
Yeah, well, I believe that that's what I read somewhere. Yeah, so he's got 200 million health and then 717,737 or something like that.
So with the 15 and then 30, it's 172,550,000.
Okay, so 172 million on Heroic, which is less than he currently has in normal.
Yes.
Which is dumb.
But you don't have to eat through all of the stuff on normal, and you may have to go through most of it in half on Heroic. I mean, it's still ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, and like you've got help on Heroic, you've got like Cenarius and stuff coming in, and Malfurion and all them, I think. I don't even know. I'm not a lore person, I don't know these names. I just know that we have NPCs helping us, sort of like Maiev and stuff on Illidan.
And you just know you're upset.
Yeah, I'm pissed! This is dumb! I mean, okay, I play World of Warcraft for a variety of reasons, right? I play it primarily because people like you keep playing, and thus I feel compelled to keep playing with you guys. But also, I mean, I feel like I have a responsibility to the guild, because I'm the guild master, etc., etc. But I also really like solving puzzles. And that's what a raid encounter is. It's a big puzzle, and I like to have 25 people with me, or 24 other people with me, to help solve the problem. And it's like, as the raid leader, I get to be like, all right, well, I'll put this piece of the puzzle here, and this one over there, and okay, maybe we can sort of hammer this piece of the puzzle in over here, maybe wedge that in, I don't know, maybe. And then, if it works, then hey, guess what? You just solved the puzzle. And it's a great puzzle. Like, it's so complex, and so detailed, That I really, really enjoy solving World of Warcraft puzzles like that. It's also why I really enjoy doing solo content, because it's like, how can I solve this on my own without help? That's why I like to do stupid hunter things as a hunter. And things that you wouldn't normally get to do as other classes, because you can feign and all sorts of lovely things like that.
Gotcha.
But in order for it to be meaningful, it can't be that nerfed. It can't be. Going through tier 11 as it currently stands, tier 11 normals, and I honestly mean no offense to anybody out there who's working on tier 11 normals, because if you're working on them, then that's like your level of progression, and that's great. I mean, we were a year behind in BC, and we like finally cleared Black Temple and Hyjal like a year after other people did. So, you know, props to you guys for going through it whenever you get to go through it. But I went through it with a bunch of alts, and I was undergeared, but obviously we all knew the fights. But we went in and we just stomped all over tier 11 with our group, and we did it in a single night. And after having spent, God, it was like 3 months of my life working on that as, you know, as Madrana, as my healer with our main raid group, it was just like really sad to see what happened to tier 11. And I was really thankful that I didn't have to go through that again, that I didn't have to see what shells of themselves the fights were in many cases. And now I'm going to be subjected to that in Firelands.
Yep.
I don't think that's cool. It's like, is this an April Fool's?
It's
no.
Not.
Because it's September. It's September 12th. Great.
Right.
So, yeah, this is... This is exceedingly upsetting for me, and while it doesn't call into question whether or not I will continue to play for the time being, it does call into question things like, well, when is 4.3 coming? When, you know, are we going to be able to fight Deathwing? When are we going to get out of Firelands? I mean, are we going to be sitting here for a year?
That seems unlikely with this change.
Unlikely. Yeah,
this seems to indicate sooner patch or sooner Deathwing rather than anything else.
But it's not even up on the PTRs. We haven't even heard rumblings of it being up on the PTRs.
Well, maybe they're doing something different, because this screams that, like, there's no clearer like post to say, hey, changes are coming. Even if there's no other reason that makes sense. That's the problem. Is that it doesn't really. This change doesn't make sense, the across-the-board cuts, without having new content soon.
I completely agree. But by now, we should have known, you know, if the 4.3 test realm was coming up. And test realms generally last 2 to 3 months. So we're looking if they're going to put out a test realm. And you know what? They might not. But I think that would be, you know, pure folly on their part. I think that if it's going to come out on a PTR, we've got minimum 2 or 3 months ahead of us before 4.3 launches. So that's a minimum of about 2 months of sitting here in nerfed Firelands.
Yeah.
And, I just don't even know what to say. I am agog, astounded, appalled. I could go through the entire like alphabet with various descriptors.
Well, you're not that far because you're only on A.
I will stay at A. I am astounded. Did I say that one already?
Yes. I think so.
Agog, astounded, appalled, apoplectic.
Should we move to B?
B, bewildered.
All right, let's not do this because this sounds boring. I'm already falling asleep. It is only like 8:15, so it must be your attempt to go through Z.
It's all me. I know. Yeah. So we'll skip right to the, I guess the crux of the matter is that, how do you guys feel about it? I mean, let us know. Podcast@blessingoffrost.com. I'll have a poll up at blessingoffrost.com. So definitely let us know how you're feeling about nerfed Firelands. Is this great for you in your raid group? Is this terrible for you in your raid group? are you, do you even have a raid group? Do you care? I mean, clearly our, I'd like to think that our guild is going to be disappointed by this. They may not be, they may just want the sweet loots, but I'd like to think that they're a little bit more disappointed than some people.
Well, I guess we'll see, because there's obviously going to be a lot of people that like this, because all they can do is pug. And so this is going to make it more viable for them to, if they haven't already seen, you know, Rag, then they'll definitely get to them. I don't know. It's a hit to us, because it's insulting, sort of. But at
totally.
The same time, you know, it means that we're going to clear the bosses faster. I don't know.
I can't even take solace in that, though. I can't take solace in that. I wish I could, but I can't, because one of the problems of being a raid leader, okay, is, and I know you sympathize with me here, is training people not to stand in bad stuff, or training people not to worry about this mechanic when you need to really worry about this mechanic, and that sort of thing. And when they nerf things and fights are just so much shorter and they hit less and stuff like that, then all of those good habits that you have ingrained in your raiders for fear that, oh no, that mean old Kern is going to kick my ass, you know, like, it just vanishes. Because, so what if I stood in a lava wave? It didn't kill me? What are you talking about?
That's yeah.
Crap is what that is. Warning to all apotheosis people, I don't want you standing in lava waves even after the nerfs are in. Is that clear?
Well, you can get pushed off the platform. That's like really terrible.
Oh, that's just bad.
Well, just saying.
That, you know what? Die. That it's one nerf I would like is, like, you know, invisible walls on his platform. I would take that. But instead they're like, oh, no, here. 30% less health here. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa.
Yeah.
Acceptable Festivus. All that stuff.
No Hanukkah. I see how it is.
Oh, happy Hanukkah. Yeah, sorry. I thought you were going to chime into that one, actually.
Well, okay. Sure.
Anyway. Yeah, anyway. Awkward cultural.
We'll steer away from that one.
Awkward cultural moment being passed by.
Yes.
So definitely let us know what you think about this. This is a huge change. It's completely different from anything Blizzard has done before. And their reasoning for it is not yet apparent, apart from more people need to see the raid content. No, they do not. They do not.
No, well, I think that a plausible, like, way to go about doing it is what I suggested earlier, where you lower the normal content and leave the heroic for, you know, a month so or whatnot, depending on how long they plan on keeping the other patch in the wings, and then do the heroic a bit later so people can get into the heroics. I don't know. Doesn't seem to make much sense. It seems almost like an overreaction of sorts.
The thing is that we would have benefited from normal mode nerfs because, I mean, we're still early on, you know, the heroics. So, I mean, like, we're still killing 5 to 6 bosses every week on normal. And I still don't want any part of that at all. I mean, it took us a long-ass time to learn a list resort. It really did. That is a challenging encounter. But you know what? We got that now. We got that most of the time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, that's a fight where, you know, it's all about the finesse of healing and cooldowns and, you know, trusting your tank and moving and following that tank around as they, you know, get rid of the enrage on the birds and everything, and making sure that you keep thorns up on your tank and stuff like that. I mean, it's a very finesse encounter from my side of things. Unlike, for example, I don't know, Shanox. You just stand there and heal the crap out of people all the time. Heal all the things. So, you know, I'm really sad that Elysra's Aura is going to be nerfed, because, you know, that's a great encounter. It's such a... For me, it's my favorite encounter in Firelands, even though, like, everyone has trouble with fire tornadoes, everyone has trouble with, you know, harsh winds and falling out of the sky and stuff like that. Like, people have trouble with it, and people might not have absolutely mastered it, but I tell you what, I rock at it, and it's fun for me because I rock at it. And it was no fun until I could rock at it, but then I learned how to rock, and now I love it. And I'm sad when I miss out on that fight, And you know, that they're going to nerf it so that my finesse means nothing is upsetting.
Yep. That's happening.
Sarah tweeted.
What?
Sarah in our guild, who was on our podcast last week, says, and I quote, not directed to me or anything, but, and I quote, "I don't get why people get mad at nerfs. If we hadn't been so slow on normal Firelands, we'd be well into pre-nerf heroics. I understand they want people to see stuff, so I'm not too miffed. We were slow and normal, so time to pick it up with nerfs, I guess." And I gotta say, given that we didn't have to cancel a single raid this summer, knock on wood, that we didn't have to drop down to a 10-man version of our raids at any point in time, again, knock on wood, that we worked through tank vacations, a tank stepping down, two tanks stepping down now, that we went out and managed to recruit new people, I don't think we did so badly in terms of clearing content. We could have been better on Alyssa's Ore for sure. We could have been better on Rags. But, you know, I don't think we did too badly. And I think that we're kind of average, maybe a little bit above average in terms of, you know, what our content's at, you know, what our progression is at. But, like, I think that this is just way too soon. Too soon! I'm going to put that in here.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Too soon.
So
Michelle, we haven't heard that enough.
Well, you know what? That's an epic line. And we're talking about Rags, and we're talking about Firelands, and, you know, if this sows any seeds of discontent about people being too slow, then, you know what, you gotta look at the other circumstances, and we're not always gonna be, you know, where everyone thinks we should be, due to various circumstances, and sometimes we may exceed expectations, and I'm sure the same is, you know, for, the same thing goes for, like, all kinds of other guilds out there. I mean, poor Choice has had rough recruitment and rough attendance issues. So I mean, like, everyone's been hit differently by the summer. And we were really exceptionally lucky that we could, you know, always fill a raid, that we could always, you know, fill a 25-man raid. So not everyone's as lucky as we are. And 25-mans are really getting to be... I don't even know what to say. Like... something from the past. There's so few of us.
Going the way of the unicorn. Yes.
If you want to say that, that's fine.
I'd like to, and I did. Whether
okay.
It makes sense or not, that's the way it's going.
Very little.
Yep.
But 25 mans are rare these days, and I'm very proud that we've managed to come as far as we have thus far without ever, you know, bending on that. We've never... had to cancel. We've never had to go to 10 men. I'm really pleased and really proud. And, you know, do we have to be better? Sure. I think we can always, always improve on anything. I really have to fault Blizzard here. Don't look around at your guilds, people. Don't be annoyed with your leadership. Don't be annoyed with your raid group. Be annoyed at Blizzard, because this has never happened before. They have never nerfed current content like this, except... at the end of Burning Crusade, when they nerfed the bosses, and that was when the 3.0 patch dropped. So
did
new
they
abilities.
Do it at the end of Wrath as well?
No, they didn't.
No,
no.
Well, I mean, what was the current content at the end?
ICC.
And didn't they nerf it?
It was not nerfed so much as everybody there was buffed, and it was an increasing buff that went on from. I think that the first 5% buff, zone-wide buff, started...
I mean, I thought you would have been well aware of, you know, given your...
In, like, March.
Given your starring of videos about it.
Giving my... What?
Giving
oh,
yours.
Thanks, man! Thanks! I'm not linking that. No friggin' way.
I think we already linked it in one of the first
Jackass.
Ones.
Yeah, we did. Wonderful. Anyway, so, no, they started with the 5% buff, I want to say, in, like, February or March, after it was released in, like, December. And by the end of ICC, at the end of Wrath, it was a 30% buff. But the thing, you could turn that
well,
off.
So well,
you could turn
yeah,
it off.
Yeah, except that what's? I mean, yes, you could turn it off, but so then
people
I mean,
did turn it off. I didn't, but people did. I would have.
You would have.
Hell yeah! I killed the Lich King at a 5% buff, and that makes me sad. I would have loved to turn that crap off.
Right. So, so another thing they could have done is done something like that where it starts low and then, you know, increases every so often as well. I feel like there were definitely a variety of ways they could have gone about doing the same thing that they did without doing exactly what they did.
Yeah, I completely agree. And you know what? I think it's time for another segment of Dear Ghostcrawler.
Okay, go for it.
Dear Ghostcrawler, why must you always nerf things to the ground? Thank you. Love, Kern.
You could shorten it if you wanted. To three what? Words, probably.
Whoa, what are those three words?
Ghostcrawler. What?
What?
There you go.
All I got was Ghostcrawler what?
Oh, is that a Ghostcrawler? What the?
Oh, okay. Yes. So another bleep for me. Thank you. You're enjoying Listen, making me work tonight.
It's the most accurate way to go about saying it, in my opinion.
What the f***? Yes. Okay. Dear Ghostcrawler, what the f***?
Yep, there
no
you go.
No love, Kern.
Exactly.
There you go. Okay, so that's my official. Okay.
That brings
an end another edition of Dear Ghostcrawler. Jeez.
Yeah.
All right. I guess we should wrap up general chat here. I think we've ranted enough. I've ranted enough.
Seems like a good idea.
And I guess that'll bring us into shoutouts.
We're done with the rant. Slash rant off.
For now. For now.
Okay, for now. Until your blog post, which I'm sure will be, you know, miles
epic.
Long.
It will be epic in length, for sure. We're talking Tolstoy long.
Oh, boy.
In the meantime, we have some shoutouts. I actually have two shoutouts. The first is SenseData on the US iTunes rated us
Yay.
5 stars. And what did he actually say? Do you have it
what
up?
What did? I don't, but I can have it up in a second.
We're so well organized. While Madge looks it up, I just want to say that Sense is actually one of my guildies in Choice of Skywall. Definitely check them out at choiceguild.com, especially if you're a holy priest or a holy paladin.
It was said, oh goodness, enjoyable podcast, good natured talk about WoW made by interesting people. Keep making them, and I will keep listening.
Wow, so Sense actually thinks that we're interesting.
The title is Sense Data Approves.
Yes,
that seal. Where could we go wrong?
So thanks, Sense. Much appreciated. And like I said, choiceguild.com. We also got an email to the good old podcast at blessingandfrost.com address from a gentleman named Richard in Vancouver. He just wanted to say to us that he really sort of felt a kinship, shall we say, to our episode last week where we talked about Clary, who's got Crohn's disease, and Sarah, who's got multiple sclerosis. And so Richard was telling us a bit about his own issues and such. So huge shout out to Richard. Thank you so much for the feedback. It was really good to hear that the episode we did last week had such an effect on you. So thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
My shout out is the anti shout out to those of you who suggested that I get the Twitter, and now I am forced to figure out what the hell I'm doing, and I'm slowly and gradually adjusting to insult Kern on this as well. So you can check that out because I've been working on it. Yes, it's happened now and again. I've been really busy at work recently, so I've been able to post constantly. But I try and respond with some funny things here and there.
Yeah, worst stir fry ever.
Yeah, well, that's because, long story, check it out on Twitter if you're really that interested. But to be honest, it's not that interesting.
Oh, man. All right. Then we'll move into the tip of the week. The tip of the week comes courtesy of, well, our experiences here today. Don't swear too much on podcasts that you want to keep clean.
Because then it makes lots of editing issues.
Lots of editing issues for Kern. There's going to be a lot of bleeps coming up, which I guess you've just heard. So yeah. I apologize for the bleeps, but
they're necessary. It was a rage filled podcast, and I think it's deserving. So it's all right.
I think so too. As usual, we would love to hear your tips of the week. Seriously, we could definitely use some new suggestions.
And bumpers.
More bumpers,
yes.
Please send
we
bumpers.
Want some. I want some.
You may have noticed that we did use the whoosh whoosh general chat.
Awesome.
Which is kind of sad. No disrespect
sad.
To Sarah.
It's fantastic.
Okay,
Which
sure.
best?
So, more bumpers, if you please. Remember, we're looking for bumpers for Lore Master, Hotfix slash Raid, General Chat, Guild Tab, and Shoutouts, and Tip of the Week.
Well, you'll get it for general chat if it's not better than Wushu's general chat, which it may
Yes.
or may not, to
Yeah,
be
that's kind
honest,
of
because it's
subjective.
pretty fantastic.
So yeah, we'd love to hear your tips of the week. We'd love to hear your bumpers. Anything you'd like to share with us, any feedback, email us at podcast@blessingoffrost.com. Let us know what you thought. You can also follow Apotheosis, that's our guild, Magic, and myself on Twitter. Follow
Ugh.
at Apotheosis ET, at Magity, that's
Sigh.
MAJJITY, and at Kernmoog. Leave comments and rate us up on iTunes. Give us 5 stars and a quick review, and we will be sure to mention you on the
If
podcast.
you want to give us less than five, that's what we'll still
That's
mention
not
you.
cool. No,
Listen.
we won't. What are you talking about?
Listen, 4 stars is okay.
Four star. Okay, I would take a
Four
four star
and
review,
above.
but I
Okay.
prefer a five.
All right,
You
five.
know what?
If it's five, then Colonel mention it, and if it's four, it's only me. So you kind of like get
Exactly.
what you pay for.
Yes, exactly. All right, so I guess that brings us to the end of our 33rd episode. I'm Kern.
I'm Magic.
Until next time, stay frosty.
Blessing of Frost is a not-for-profit World of Warcraft podcast by Kern and Magic, copyright 2011. Certain audio portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment, and no copyright infringement is intended. Thanks to our Gildy Numenal for the use of his voice in our intro, and thanks to you for listening.